This is an audio extra from Ozarks at Large and KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums. More from my conversation with Pancho Sanchez that we couldn't fit on the air, including his conversation about the places he's played and seen, how he got the musicians for his latest CD, and more. When you think about those 40 years of touring, did you get to see places when you went there, or did you have some tours where it was, you know, get off the plane, get out of the car?
Yeah, we've had both. There's some where, like, man, we were just in and out. Sometimes the plane would land, and they would pick up the guys in the band and take them to the hotel so they could sleep, because we just were probably on a red eye or something. And they'd take me straight to do an interview. Mm. And I'd be the one stuck going to do a couple of interviews. They'd take me back to the hotel. By the time they'd take me back to the hotel, it was time to take a shower and go do the gig, you know? So it was rough there. But, yes, we have seen a lot of beautiful places in the world. Now my wife does a lot of traveling with me. But, you know, we've been everywhere, all over Europe, New Zealand, China, you know, Japan. I mean, just all over the world. And I have had days off where we were actually able to go walk around and see the sights. And I have a lot of home video footages of all the many, many different places that we've traveled.
You mentioned you were born in the early 50s. About the time you were picking up that guitar, it would have been 59 or 1960. And so most people that were exposed to music in 59 or 60 at that age were either radio or, you know, vinyl records.
Right.
And so much has changed since then. I'm wondering, how do you hear new music now?
Well, you know, like everybody else, you know, through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I almost every morning, I have an iPad, and I take my iPad wherever I go. I'm always on YouTube. You know, nowadays everybody YouTube. You know, so there's a million things you can find on YouTube. So I'm like everybody else. I'm looking up stuff on YouTube, and on the internet. So I see a lot of stuff like that. But you're absolutely correct. When I was young, just a young boy, everything was through the radio, or through records. And the only television shows that we could see that had this type of music, well, actually, there was actually not any, I don't remember any real programs that had Latin music or salsa or Latin jazz. But what we used to watch a lot of was the dance programs, the early ones, Al Jarvis,
mm-hmm.
the swing dance show, and then, of course, American Bandstand. My sisters used to love to watch that every day and learn all the latest dances, the American dances. And then we used to watch the Johnny Otis show. And it was the only program on TV that had an all-black band. And everybody in the band was black except Johnny Otis. Many people think Johnny Otis is black, but Johnny Otis is Greek. And I believe that's why they gave him the program, because he was the only person that wasn't black in the band. Now, we're talking the late 50s here, so it was really different in those days than now. Maybe a lot of young folks don't understand what I'm saying. But anyway, I did watch a lot of the Johnny Otis program because I really liked it, because they played rhythm and blues music.
Finally, when I look at your schedule for this year, of course, you're going to be back on the road. Your next sort of trip starts with your appearance here in Fayetteville at Walton Arts Center. And then next month, it's Jakarta and it's New Zealand. And is there any place you haven't played that you would like to?
Oh, God. You know, we've never played in Cuba before. I mean, we've played all the islands from Puerto Rico to, you know, Curacao, all up and down all them islands. But we have never been to Cuba before, so that would be nice. You know, but sometimes things are a little bit rough to get in and out of the country. And what's happened a couple of times, they've offered us to go, but they didn't want to give us any money to go. And then we would have to put up our own room, and, boy, we'd have to stay with families and different people. So, you know, this is a professional band, and this is how we make our living. So if we're going to go work somewhere, well, you know, we're supposed to get paid. And we're used to staying in hotels, you know what I mean?
Right. Well,
so,
yeah.
You know, so that's been kind of one of the problems. And just with the problem of taking groups in and out, a lot of paperwork taking groups in and out of Cuba. So it's been rough. But I believe one day we will go to Cuba. And then the other place is Brazil. We've never played in Brazil.
Pancho Sanchez was born in Texas to a Mexican-American family and grew up in the Los Angeles area. His latest CD is a tribute to two jazz legends that influenced Pancho specifically in the world of Latin jazz in general, Chano Pazzo and Dizzy Gillespie. The CD was recorded with trumpeter Terrence Blanchard. Earlier this month, Pancho was home in Los Angeles before beginning his latest tour. He says the chance to be at home for a few days between trips is welcome change after nearly 40 years on the road.